So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, A Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast. My name is Michaela, and today we are going to be talking about Klaus's love interest and who his true love is. I have a special guest today.
Hello.
Hi.
Long time TVD fan, first time caller or guest, by the way. Hi. It's my first time doing something like this, so I'm also pretty nervous.
That's okay. I'm a little nervous too. This is my first time doing this with a guest. Don't worry.
Okay.
So this is Mo, and we're going to be talking about Klaus's love interest. She chose this topic for us today. It's a really good one.
Yes, let's just start at the beginning, like his first important relationship with a woman, which is Esther. And I feel like it's infiltrated how his relationship with every other woman since, I feel like.
That's really good. I agree with that. I think that Esther was supposed to be this woman who was supposed to love Klaus and didn't show up for him in the right ways at all.
And he was supposed to be, she was supposed to be like the source of unconditional love for him. And he didn't get that. And I feel like in every other relationship he's had since, that's what he's been searching for. Like whenever he feels like he feels hurt or showing vulnerability and it's not reciprocated, he feels like he has to lash out. That's what I've seen. That's what I've noticed.
I agree with that. And your parents are supposed to be the first people to love you and to support you in every way, shape, or form. And he got in all shapes and forms, he got kicked to the curb. His dad literally hated him. Didn't even know he wasn't his dad. His real dad never got to raise him. And his mother banned a side of him.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a part of him, like made him not who he was. Which is really, as a small child, I'm sure, awful.
And taught him to suppress his, like, true self because of that magic thing that kept his werewolf side suppressed. It was like, you're not enough as your whole self. And I feel like he internalized that a lot in his relationships.
Definitely. He felt like he was a reject in a lot of ways and didn't know how to love because he never really learned how to be loved.
And then the first kind of iteration of romance we saw with him was Caroline, which for me felt like it came out of nowhere, but because of Joseph and Candace's connection and the chemistry, it really worked. It actually like really worked, and I feel like they were let down by the writing. It could actually have worked if the writing were up to par to the chemistry.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think that I loved them. It did come out of nowhere. I totally agree. It made no sense why he was obsessed with her for no reason. But I actually think that that has a lot to do with his mother and how she looks very similar to Esther.
I actually was just saying that to my brother because he was rewatching season 2. I think I was like, do you notice that Klaus's relationship, his most important relationship with women, the blonde woman? I literally said that like earlier this morning.
That's so funny and so true.
Yeah,
I think he seeks for the attention he wanted, like you said, from his mother in other women in all ways.
Yeah.
Anybody who sees the good in him or sees any shed of goodness in him, he falls for. Or anybody who resembles his mother, like Camille and Caroline.
Yeah. And I think the outlier was Aurora, who in many ways is very much similar to him. But I think that's in the way, do you watch You? Have you watched You on Netflix?
I watched the first season. I never finished it.
Okay, but like in season 2, Penn Badgley's Joe meets Victoria Pedetti's love, Quinn. And love is very much like the female version of Joe. And I think that's what repels him from it. And I think the same thing happens with Aurora and Cloud.
Okay.
The two, like the erratic behavior and stuff like that, they bring out the toxicity in each other that he sees in himself. Aurora brings that out even much further, and I think that's why it couldn't never work with Aurora.
Yeah, I also think that I definitely see that, what you're saying. They both bring out like their insecurities within each other. I think that they had so much chemistry, and I love that they held on to a torch for each other for 1,000 years. I thought that's like a long time to remember somebody.
For vampires, I feel like it's in a blink of a blink of an eye. So it's not that long, but for us, it's like forever.
Yeah, well, totally. And for a vampire, for him to hold on to her for hundreds and hundreds of years, he even says there are some parts of his life that are just a blur, and that some parts of his life were lifetimes of their own and truly stand out. I believe he says that to Haley. I think it's more like, I think that like Aurora did stand out for him because that was the first person he loved after becoming a monster. That was the first romantic person that he fell in love with, and somebody loved him as a monster as well.
Yeah, and loved the parts that Esther would have shunned. And I think that's what spoke to him about Aurora. And that's part of the reason why he kept a torch for her for so long, I think.
And I really did like them a lot. But like you said, they were super toxic and brought out each other's insecurities and darker sides.
But I feel like it played well against each other. We should have seen more of that.
I would have liked to see her stay a little longer and maybe not kidnapped Rebecca or Camille.
They were always doing some weird stuff with Rebecca, and I get it because Claire Holt's contract was, but I feel like it really hampered Rebecca as a character. It really like hamstrung her for a reason. Like,
yeah, there was, I wish that she could have stayed on there. I wish that she could have stayed a main character and what do you mean by that, though?
I feel like she wasn't properly fleshed out because sometimes she'd be played by, like, Maisie. And yes, it bring out another side of Rebecca, but it didn't bring out stuff that we also know from Claire's portrayal of her, which would, like, be better because it would show, like, another side of her, but also bring Claire's portrayal of her, like, her version of the character. It should have melded more.
I agree.
Yeah, it wasn't really fleshed out. And I feel like it's because when you're doing like a 22 episode season, things change a lot. And I think it's the time crunch. If they had like more time, it would have been more properly executed.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, back to Esther. Yeah, Esther was like the genesis of Klaus's like romantic relationships with women, and obviously it went terribly awry. And then we went to Caroline, which I feel like if they actually like built it up more, it would have worked so well, especially because the originals were there from like the end of season 2 to like the end of season 4. It could have gone like,
and actually Elijah was there from the beginning of season 2, Daniel Gillies. And you start hearing about Klaus throughout season 2 and how like monstrous he is and how everybody's afraid of him. He's like Elijah is like the Easter Bunny compared to Klaus. And I truly think that Joseph Morgan nails it and brings the hype that they talked about before he even came in the show.
He brings like Shakespearean levels to it. Like, I really cannot imagine anyone else as Klaus.
I agree.
Yeah.
He was so good that he got his own spinoff. That's why they were supposed to kill him off in,
I remember,
the end of season 3, and they kept him for season 4, and then other actors were getting jealous about the screen time that the originals were getting, so they were like, you know what, we're just gonna make a spinoff. And yeah, they crushed it.
They really did.
But back to Caroline, sorry. If they built them up.
I'll say, like, they built them up in a really haphazard way, but Candace could have like chemistry with like a tree. It just like worked like gangbusters when they were on screen together. Like him coming to Caroline on her birthday, and she was like, it like worked so well. But I just feel like we should have had build up to that moment. It would have like just been like the cherry on top of that if we had build up.
Me too, because he just comes in like giving her a bracelet out of nowhere, and like after just telling her boyfriend, like, why even save her on her birthday if you were gonna have her killed on her birthday?
They're like, don't think about it too much, just go with it. I think that's what they would think.
It really doesn't teach Tyler that much of a lesson if she lives, and that's what he believes on every other level.
I really don't know why they did that. It does not make any sense.
I don't think that people, I think that that moment was not supposed to be like a romantic ship. I think they actually had other plans for him, like the writers, but then everybody, it really became a fan-based ship based on that moment.
Because the chemistry was crackling. It was there.
It was great. It was definitely there. And I like how Caroline wasn't afraid to stand up to him. And that he also knew that every time she came around, she was literally just there to distract him, and he let her. I liked that.
It reminded me of like 40s like romantic comedies in a way, like His Girl Friday or something like that. Like she is a little bit annoying, uptight, and he's just excited by her. It just reminded me of something. It was very 40s like their relationship.
Okay, I can see that. I think he really fell for a strong, independent woman as well. And I think his mother was a strong, independent woman as well. I think a lot of this comes to his mommy issues.
Mm.
Everybody fell in love with Elena. And Klaus was just like, whatever. and she was always like, save me, save me. Obviously, she like sacrificed herself for other people too. But I think that he liked women. Yeah, and he liked women that he could, that could be his queen, for instance, like Haley, and people who were strong, women who were strong, and I love that about him.
Me too. Klaus, it goes Caroline, and then the white knight set, the one night stand with Haley, which goes to that point of strong women. But that doesn't really last long. We don't really like marinate in the possibility of a romance between the two.
I still truly love their relationship because he is always hyping her up as a queen. And yeah. She is the mother of his child at the end of the day. So that's a strong bond within itself. I love how instantly she like becomes part of their family. And she just like, she also has abandonment issues like him. I like their hookup, though. I could see the chemistry there when they did hook up. I liked that.
I also thought they were going to do more of that. Like, they were going to do more with the hookup after that, but they were just like, no, it's just like a way to jumpstart the originals.
Yeah, I think that, like, when people saw Haley with Elijah, nobody wanted to see Haley with Klaus.
Which is weird, because now everyone wishes they'd seen Haley with Klaus now. Like, people who rewatch the show or watch the show with new eyes now, like, you wanted to see more of that.
Yeah, I really liked their relationship, but I didn't think that it was romantic in any way other than the one time they hooked up. I didn't see it going further, personally. Do you think they could have been in a romantic relationship?
Not really. I felt like they were more compatible as, like, besties and, like, co-parents. But I did like the friction, like, it was a fun friction. It wasn't something that was like completely antagonistic, and I really liked that. It was very different than the relationships we'd seen Klaus have before, and I liked the difference.
Yeah, I think because they both had a mutual interest being Hope. They both loved Hope more than anybody else could. Maybe Elijah is the only exception to that. I do have two kids, and as a parent, I am not with my children's father, and we didn't always get along, but the one things that we always could get along with is when it's something that benefits our child. So like, that's super important because not every co-parent has that, and they do overall, not in the beginning, but as time goes on, they do get better at it and they become amazing co-parents together.
The bonding thing was about family. I feel like the family thing is what bonded them together. And I feel like that's what also made them work as like a threesome with Elijah included. That's what connected them together, is like they love a family. I feel like it was a strong bonding agent.
Totally. They definitely, and I think that's because both Haley and Klaus never really, they didn't feel loved as a child because they both had abandonment issues. Haley was obviously given up for adoption, and Klaus was obviously raised by Esther and Michael.
Lovely parents.
Oh yeah, the best. I love to see how Klaus is with Haley though, because when Lucian is like about to kill Haley and has his like, it makes Klaus kneel, is where when he is like the original, upgraded original, and he's like, he's like, kneel for the mother of your child. And that's big for Klaus to
do.
Totally. Cause that's not, he doesn't surrender very easily. He clearly cares deeply about Haley as the mother of his child. I love to see, he protected her a lot of times, actually, like where they were. He says to Jackson one time, like, if you ever hurt Haley, I will just posit your head on a spike, as he's like kicking the crap out of Haley. I mean, out of Jackson. And Haley comes in kicking the crap out of.
It was so good. I really love that.
Me too. Like, it was a good scene. Jackson was such a nice guy. And he just, I feel so bad for like the storyline he got with Haley as well, but not that that has to do with Klaus. It just,
it's your other mistake. I mean, when you like the B side to Elijah's A side, it was inevitable, but I feel like Nathan really bought it, and I really could see, I like the nuance of making Jackson a good guy, not making him an evil, like he's a second, he's just all right, terrible, and not giving it any nuance. I like that they made him a good guy, and it just was like, he's just not for Haley. It was just about that. He's just not for her. It wasn't him being a bad guy. They didn't take like the easy way out of making him like, he's not an option, he's terrible and stuff like that, which is something that they tend to do a lot when they're making love triangles in TV shows. So I like
that. True. I like that too. And but it sucks that they had to do that for his people, because Jackson truly did care about Haley. And Hope as well. He kind of gets jealous of how she is, and then he ends up saving Freya.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like, he's a human. He has feelings. Like, he is jealous, but he still loves Hope and Haley. And I love the bounce in that. It's perfectly shaded. It's good character work.
Yeah, they did a good job with that. I do like that they went that angle, because they, like you said, they do a lot of the time make the other person be the villain. Even with like Klaus, Caroline, and Tyler, I'm so mad that they screwed that up, because like, just for Klaus to leave, I really liked Tyler and Caroline, and then Klaus came along, and then I really liked Klaus and Caroline, and they just, they made like this big feud between Tyler and Klaus that ultimately destroyed Tyler.
Caroline and Tyler were a fun, cute relationship. Like, they were going to end regardless. I just don't like that they made him seem totally unreasonable. And I feel like he wasn't unreasonable, because like, he killed his mom. Like,
I know. I see both sides of this argument, and I don't really, I see that, like, but at the same time, like, they weren't together anymore. I don't know. She slept with, like, Stefan killed his own dad. Like, I get it's not the same thing, but
yeah.
Klaus kept, I don't know, if somebody kept pursuing me like that and literally thought I was this great person for no reason, I don't know if I'd be able to resist them either.
It's like,
I can't.
Caroline did nothing wrong, and Tyler also had a right to feel how he felt. It's just like,
I get how he felt.
Yeah.
I do get how he felt. I do understand where he was coming from. And like, that especially because like they were in a relationship at that point when his mother died and when Chloe started pursuing her.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get back to Chloe's love interest and not we talked about Jackson and Haley a little bit, Caroline and Tyler.
And then we Cammy. Poor Cammy, who gets like a lot of vitriol for like the actress gets a lot of vitriol for things that are beyond her control. It's not her fault. She was written so blandly. It's not her fault.
Yeah, I don't really love her character, but I also don't really love Elena's character. And yeah. I like, it's nothing to do with the actress. It's just, yeah, like I love Catherine, but hate Elena. It's a boring character to me. Just like.
Elena and Cammy feel like they are blank canvases meant to be drawn upon by their respective romantic interests. I feel like that is like the purpose they serve.
I really like that perspective.
Yeah.
That's definitely an interesting perspective. But Cammy, I think that her and Klaus have really cute moments. I think that he does care about her. And we see him do a lot of things that we haven't seen him do for her. I don't love their relationship, but I'm going to let you share how you feel about them.
A lot of their cute moments, especially like season 1 to 3, I keep thinking of how much better they would play if it were with Caroline. That's what was my thought. Every time I was seeing them, I was like, it would play so much better if it were with Caroline. That's what I was thinking.
One of the things that really bothered me about Camille is that he just starts out, not Camille, but like their relationship, is that he starts out using her as a pawn to, like, he compels her and messes with her mind and makes her feel like she's literally crazy. He has no, but I know he does compel her to have like sweet dreams and stuff sometimes too, and to forget about her worries.
It's still mind control.
Yeah, totally. I think she's the only one that he ever compels, that he has a love interest in. I don't think he compels anybody else. Not right, Caroline. I mean, I don't know if he actually can compel Haley because she's a wolf until she gets turned into a vampire. I don't know how that works.
Can wolves get compelled by vampires? I don't think that was...
They say that they're not supposed to, but we see Tyler Lockwood getting compelled by a vampire. Like in season 1, Damon compels him, but he's not activated as a wolf yet, so I don't know if how that works.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they can, they're not supposed to be able to get compelled, though. They say witches, werewolves, and other supernatural beings can't get compelled, but originals can compel vampires, so I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think how that works. Okay.
I know, it's so confusing. They're not very consistent.
And they clear. Do pull out the emotion to make a story work. I've seen that happen sometimes.
Yeah, totally. The cure is not consistent. There's a lot of inconsistencies in the show.
The cure should not exist. I hate that. The cure should not exist.
I agree. It was very, and it was like, sometimes they said you have to like drink the whole, like you have to drain them dry of blood, which we don't actually ever see happening because Catherine, she's the first person to take the cure. I mean, vampire to take the cure. And she doesn't get, she still lives, but she just starts degrading. And then you see, again, they take a vial of Elena's blood and stick it into Stefan, and that works for the cure, which makes no sense whatsoever.
They're like, let's just hope the audience forgets. Just like we did.
I mean, I guess the internet wasn't such a crazy place when the show first started. They probably didn't think it would be this big of a deal where people just like rewatch and post a bunch of things.
Actually, I think one of the writers said sometimes they forget the things that they write and they go on the Vampire Diaries and might see things they forgot, which is like, okay.
They should definitely have a notebook of like how different things, like a, how different things work and how to like keep it consistent, especially. Hopefully they figure it out in the future. Did you hear that they're supposed to be like, they want to make another spinoff of the Vampire Diaries? Okay. I'm excited. I don't care how they do it. I think that they could make anything work, especially, and I know a lot of people don't love Julie Plec, but she's a great writer. I don't know. It might be like an afterlife type thing. It might be something to do with like the Bennett witch line. It could literally be anything and I'd watch it. So
I wonder how that could work.
Yeah, I hope they figure it out. And I hope it comes to, yeah. I hope it becomes a show.
I thought they were maybe thinking about a reboot, because like reboots are all the rage right now. So I thought
they could.
Yeah.
I'd be happy either way, I guess. But I feel like it's just too soon for a reboot. I mean, I guess like, they could do it though.
I feel like it's still too soon. I feel like people still love the original too much. Let's give it about 15 more years before we even start thinking about that.
Yeah, totally. So, what were we talking about, Haley?
No, you were talking about Cammy and why the Klaus relationship didn't work for you, because like you were talking about Klaus compelling Cammy at the beginning of their relationship.
Yeah, and he just plays with her like well-being and doesn't really care if she's like she starts to think she's going crazy. I love how, but he becomes more interested in her because she figures that out with that, like, yeah. While, and I like that about her too. I think that she's very smart and she was meant to be part of the supernatural world all along, or her brother was at least. So yeah. I think she does belong there, but I also think there's a part of her that's like too innocent to
do all that.
That's why she doesn't really survive.
And that's why I feel like that's why she wasn't meant to really be a vampire. It wouldn't work. Like, yeah. Who she is as a person innately, it just doesn't fit with being a vampire.
I know. And I like that Klaus, gets pretty much, like, ends their relationship. Not their relationship, but ends his relationship with Aurora because of how Aurora is treating Cammy. Also, the thing with Rebecca as well, but I think it had more to do with Camille. Yeah, and how Cammy is like, he's like, I have to know if you're safe. Like, just call me back.
I feel like I started to fully get on board with them during those, like, Aurora being like the friction between them. That's what made her a little bit more interesting to me as a character during those
moments. I agree.
Yeah, and I wish like that would have been the thing that had been there from like episode one.
That would have been cool to see. I also like how he, because like Klaus also can't kill anybody, I feel like, that he actually cares about. We see it time and time again. He could have killed Caroline twice. He could have killed Aurora a bunch of times. Just, he can't do it. And I think that's he actually can't kill Marcel either. He can dagger his siblings left and right, but he knows they're never going to die. And I think truly he doesn't love his mom or his dad because he kills both of them. And they never loved him. And I think that's why. I think a lot of like how Klaus feels about other people is how they see him, because he's so damaged beyond repair, and they can't, like, he only cares about somebody when they see the good in him.
Yeah. You really think Klaus is like damaged beyond repair?
I mean, maybe not beyond repair, but I think 1,000 years of damage is more damage than most people. People don't usually live that long to have that much damage. So I think I don't think that him necessarily killing himself or his daughter is his redemption. But I think that it was like a big, huge move. I don't know if I would call it his redemption. I don't know if that's redeemable of everything that he's done. I don't know. But maybe. I think that hope changed him significantly. I think that fatherhood changed him significantly, but I don't think fatherhood started with hope. I think it started with Marcel.
I think they were all I feel like hope played a big role in his trying to get redemption, but everyone played a role in it. Marcel played a role in it. Cammy played a role in it. Caroline played a role in it. Like, his relationship with Cammy is not possible without his relationship with Caroline. It all dominoes.
I agree. I agree with that. I think that they all played a part in Klaus's growth in one way or the other.
Yeah.
I love
hope only, and I was like, not really. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, definitely. I love how they're like the scene where I forget who it was. Oh, Father Kieran died, I think. Did Davina? No. Yeah, Father Kieran died, and he's like, he lets Marcel come back over the river for like whatever amount of time, and he's like, I tried for centuries to make up for what your father did to you. Like, how did I go wrong? And I cried.
I was rewatching that scene 2 days ago. I think it's season one, episode 20. It was a really good scene.
And he's like, you didn't fail me. Because he was like, how did you fail? Like, how did I fail you? And it was so good. And I think that, like, because he tried so hard. First of all, I think he was trying to right the wrongs of his own father. I think that even with Marcel, you see that he likes strong, independent people. Because when he first finds Marcel, Marcel is a slave to his own father.
Yeah.
Which is so messed up. How he, like, throws the apple and he sees, like, a fighter in him. And that's why he goes and kills his oppressor.
And I feel he sees a lot of himself in Marcel because his father treated him much in the same way Marcel's father treats him.
Yeah, like somebody that he owned versus somebody that was a part of his family and somebody that he had to put up with because Michael was awful to him. Even as a young child, he always tormented him. Imagine like just being like, he's like pretty much like the black sheep of the family where both of his parents just like picked on him and tormented him and brought him down and made him less of who he was as a person. He's an abomination. I really like the actor. I can't remember his name right now who plays Michael, though. Yes.
Yeah.
It is Sebastian, and he is amazing. But he's just an awful father.
He really is an awful father. Did we ever get to the bottom of like why he hated Klaus so much?
Because he loved Freya, and he was like a good father to Freya, and even Finn says. Like Finn was like, he's not the same as he was when we were little. Like, and then Freya comes back and is like, I need to see him anyways, even if he's not the same Finn. And he loves Freya right away. He isn't mean to her or evil.
I just thought it was like another side of Michael that we weren't used to, and I liked seeing that.
And they explain this as when he dies, like when Freya dies, that really messes him up. It really changes who he is when he loses his first child. And then when Klaus pins him up against the wall and says, like, you love her, a daughter you barely even know, and you've spent this many years with me, and why did you hate me? And he's like, I don't know. I just hated you. And it's like awful.
I feel like he didn't love his sons as much as he loved his daughters, because I do remember in like season 3, he was much nicer to Rebecca, and there was a quasi father-daughter relationship with Davina. So it's like, what does he not like about his sons?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was his relationship with his father. I'm not sure. Because they do see him saying like nice things to Elijah, and Elijah's like, I will never choose you over my brother, which Elijah, he is so, I think he's like probably the most messed up out of all of them.
Yeah.
He takes on the role that his parents never did. But we keep getting off topic, so I'm just going to redirect this back to Klaus. I don't even know. Yeah, I think that, so he, like his lack of love really brought, he was so afraid to be alone too, because he felt like nobody wanted him. And that's why I feel like he daggered his siblings and stuck them in coffins so they wouldn't leave him. He was so afraid.
His reason was being alone because he felt alone in his own family, and his parents told him like, you were emotionally, you were effectively alone because we do not want you.
Yeah, he was definitely like a dismissive avoidant. I don't know if you know about attachment theory at all. Attachment theory is a theory.
I've heard of, like, someone said I'm like anxious avoidant. I've heard that, but I've never really looked into it like that.
So there's four attachment styles. Three of them are toxic. One of them is not. I would say he is. Okay, so one of them is like fearful avoidant. One of them is dismissive avoidant. He might actually be fearful avoidant. I don't know. I'm not a professional. And then there's another one that's anxiously attached. So one of them, you just like, you totally disengage from all emotions and you have a struggle with romantic relationships. And one of them, you're like obsessed with romantic relationships because you didn't get it. Your love was not consistent. So you try to like make up for that. I actually think he's both. I think he's the in-between one where it's called fearful avoidant, because you see him be like obsessed with Caroline and then you see him like pull back from other people who disappoint him, where he and becomes
who like when he feels like somebody like does not want him back or somebody lashes out at him, like when Cammy was in episode one, Cammy like was shouting at him and he felt like, and then he like went out and, on a killing spree.
Yeah. Yeah. What episode is that?
I think it's the first one, when Haley was still a wolf. I think it's that. It's first one in episode in season three or one. He brings her a painting that he's painted at his new gallery, and she's like, "I don't want to see this. People like me are getting killed, and you're doing nothing about it." It's when Lucien first like entered.
I mean, I can hear you. You're just cutting in and out.
Oh, okay. In season three, in the opening of season three, when Klaus has cursed Haley, remember that?
Okay. Yeah.
Lucien has just arrived and is killing a bunch of people. And
Cammy Tristan.
Was it Tristan?
It ends up being Tristan, but they think it's Lucien at first. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then Cammy's saying like people like me are getting killed while you're running around with your buddy Lucien. And because Cammy is lashing out at him, he lashes out at another person, just like goes in a murder.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Damon does with Elena or anybody, yeah. Really.
It is the same, yeah.
He definitely takes his anger. He definitely kills people when he's upset.
Yeah.
And even Marcel. Go ahead.
And even Marcel. I was saying, especially when it's like somebody he loves lashing out at him or disappointed in him, he just can't process his emotions correctly, so he just lashes out to people. Like him.
Yeah. He says time and time again, when my family relations disappoint me, I dagger them or whatever. Things along those lines. He's so tormented. I love it. He's an interesting, it makes her an interesting character. But even, I don't know what I was going to say about Marcel. Even he's like, this doesn't add up, because when he's trying to figure out what Klaus, like why Klaus hasn't made an attack against the wolves.
Oh, Klaus can again, even kill him at the same time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's the one thing, because like Klaus is a great war strategist.
Yeah.
And he's like, if there's anything that he can do, it's this. And why isn't he doing this? I just like that was said, because it really does bring to perspective a lot of things that Klaus does, because Klaus, every time he's upset or hurt or loses something that he cares about, he does go and lashes out and kills. So that like kind of made it more accurate. He's like, what do you mean? He does this all the time. This is his number one thing. He's a murderer.
Also, I feel like his relationship with Rebecca was, people have said that it feels incestuous at times. I never thought of it that way. But I feel like doing it enough times, I'm like, I could see it, but I still don't fully see it. I feel like maybe if it was on HBO, it would be more incestuous, but I didn't really feel it like that.
Maybe. HBO does tend to do that a bunch. I don't really think it is, but I see where they're coming from. I think just because I think people play a lot into gender roles too. And that happened a lot more 15 years ago, but it does still happen. He could have, like, he has a very... In times, he's like the same that he is with Cole. I mean, he's obviously not as loving to Cole as he is, but like there's like in the last episode of like the originals, he's like, and I secretly adore my youngest brother or whatever he says. And I think that he, because it's like a female that he's giving affection to, people just take it that way. Like, I don't know where they really see incestual. I mean, maybe in the 1920s when Stefan shows up and he's like, you have to listen to me because you're my sister. And he acts like he's like this controlling husband or something. I guess maybe.
It was more homoerotic because it was more about Stefan than anything else.
I think that Klaus actually loves Stefan. And I think that they hooked up behind Rebecca's back.
Me too. I actually wish we'd have gotten seen that, but it was the 2010s and it was the CW, so.
Yeah. I would have loved to see, I think that Clef, like, the way he cared about Stefan, because you can tell that he cared about Stefan from right away, like, I have other plans for you. Like, when Klaus is, when Stefan's trying to sacrifice himself instead of Jenna, he's like, no, I have other plans for you. I like you. I'm going to keep you around.
I remember that.
I think Klaus must have known, like, his blood was going to cure vampire bites. I mean, werewolf bites, because he already knew that before that happens, he already, because Damon tries to go in and sacrifice himself. He knows that he cares deeply about family. That's why I think he was drawn to Stefan as well. And that's why he, like, first of all, doesn't kill him and then knows he can use his blood to bargain with him.
I think he knew about his blood because he is Esther's child. And I feel like he knows some things about witchcraft. I feel like all the originals do, even though Cole showed the most aptitude with it, but I feel like the
I think he also knew it because, like, I think it was just part of, I think he tried to figure out as much as he could about it. He knew that he could sire the hybrids. He knew all the other things that came with it. So someone must have told him on some level what he was capable of.
Well, he was willing to break that for like 1,000 years, so I feel like he learned everything that he could about it. So
yeah, totally. He wanted just to win. Yeah. He didn't know that he needed the doppelganger's blood, though. So luckily they saved Elena. But he figured it out just by knowing his mother.
He knows that his mother hates him so much that he would actually
kill him. I know, which is awful and, like, just makes me feel bad for him on some level. Explains why he is the way he is.
It does.
And I love in the note that he writes to Aurora. It's always weird when I say her name. How he always says, like, that... He's like, and I am capable of love as I love you. Because he, like, I think that he questions whether he is capable of love a lot.
He questions it just as much as we do about
if he's totally. I think that because he's, I think he lets his anger get the best of him and that pretty much controls him. And I think he knows that that's, he gets that from Michael and he doesn't want to be like Michael, but he is, which probably makes him hate himself more. Because he's definitely more like Michael than he is like Ansel in a lot of ways. And that was learned throughout time. And a lot of people make references to that.
Yeah. Nature versus nurture.
Yes. And that's why I think he takes in Marcel and tries to raise him, make up for the mistakes of both of their fathers.
I think he makes up for some mistakes and then makes more, which is, like, I feel like inevitable in parenting. Because in many ways, Marcel says, I'm made in your image, and they do think alike in a lot of ways, which is why Marcel has been able to enforce such a tight rule in Yolene. It's because he learned that from Klaus.
Totally, he is Klaus's prodigy Klaus all the way. But I think Klaus, I think that Marcel is more, a little more loyal. He has like a better sense of loyalty to the people that he cares about. And the fact that he has that rule about kids, Klaus doesn't have that rule about kids. What does Tyler say? What, Klaus Michelson, the killer of men, women, and puppies, or something like that?
Something to that effect, yeah.
It makes me laugh every single time.
Which is actually very cute.
Yeah, he doesn't care, gives no fucks. It was so funny just to see, like, him say that. But did you watch The Vampire Diaries first, just out of curiosity?
I watched Vampire Diaries first. I watched it literally as it was airing. So when the original happened, okay. I started watching it simultaneously. Yeah.
Makes sense. I tried to do... So I watched the first season when it was being aired. And then I stopped for some reason. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until like a year ago that I actually watched the entire thing. And I've haven't stopped watching all three shows since.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were saying, but we should probably get back on topic. I don't have a lot of time left.
Okay. Are there other things that you wanted to talk about Klaus that we didn't get to?
Well, we talked about we didn't really talk about Hope so much.
Oh, Hope. What do you think Hope represented to Klaus that no other woman in his life did? Was like unconditional love and
I think he did love her unconditionally. He didn't have not before she was born, because you hear him say, like, what will this child have to offer me? And I think when she is born, he doesn't care what she has to offer him. He just cares about her safety and her. And you see that slowly. You see that she's like, I definitely think that he loves her unconditionally. And I think that's not true. Not even with Elijah. And he loves Elijah and Rebecca. Mm-hmm. And he even loves Cole and Finn on some level. He doesn't care about Finn, but they are family. You know, he's kind of boring and he's written to be that way on purpose and it sucks for him, but there needs to be filler characters. It is what it is. He has a hard time trusting Freya when she comes in, and I think it has more to do with the fact that he's jealous of her than he actually, but so he doesn't love even Rebecca, he doesn't love unconditionally. We see him being a loving brother as a human, giving her little gifts, but he doesn't love her when she does certain things to him or dates other men. You can't love anybody else. You have to love me. But Hope, I do think he loves unconditionally. I think no matter what she does or how she behaves, he loves her wholeheartedly.
So does Hope. I feel like Hope harkens back to human Klaus, I feel, in a way. I feel like Hope is the symbol of Klaus's humanity. I think it's symbolized by the little trinket that he had when he was a human, gave to Rebecca, that Hope as a baby has as well. And I feel like that's like him passing the baton.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's really an interesting perspective. As Hope, I think that Hope is definitely, because even Aurora, when she, Aurora ends up, have you seen Legacies?
I only watched up until the first season, and then I lost track of it.
All right. Well, I think I might have already said this to you in a conversation we had, and I'm sorry that I spoiled it for you.
No, it's fine. I don't mind spoilers. I love spoilers. Okay.
All right. So Aurora, I don't know why I can't say that right. Aurora. So she sacrifices herself. She ends up she ends up being woken up in Legacies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting that Aurora is put into a sleeping spell because she's Aurora, Sleeping Beauty. I like that they keep her that way. So yeah. You see her come back and she's about to kill Hope. And Hope's like, I'm just like my father. I don't die that easily, and stops her. And she's about to kill Hope though. Hope goes, you didn't see the other side of my father. Like, he was a good guy too, blah 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 blah. And then so the guy she teams up with to kill her, it's like one of the gods, the guy that Aurora kills up with to kill Hope to get her revenge on Klaus, is about to kill Hope, and she jumps in front of Hope and sacrifices herself. And she's like, I did love your father too. Like, Hope tries to heal her with vampire blood or her blood, and she's like, this is god magic, you're not going to be able to do it. It was beautiful. Honestly, it was she's like, I did love your father. Despite all the horrible things he did to me, I did see that. Like, I did see that side of him. I want you. And I always just wanted him to change for me, but he never did. And he did that for you. I was jealous, she says. So she was jealous of Hope because Hope did change her.
The impossible changed Klaus Michelson.
Yeah. And I think that Hope definitely has the biggest influence on Klaus over anybody else in the series. But I do think that Elijah plays a big part into this too. And we didn't really talk about him and Klaus, but I think Klaus really enables him to be who he is. I think they're both super codependent on each other to the point where they literally die together.
Yeah, codependent to a fault, definitely. But I did love their relationship. I feel like it is, Klaus is the most important relationship to Elijah. Of his life, it's him before everyone else, before Rebecca, before everyone else. It is Klaus, and I feel like that's why he felt like if Klaus is fine, I'm done. He did that paternalistic role you were talking about, he felt that for Klaus. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a scene where Klaus tells Elijah, like, you have no idea what the agony of being a father is. And as Klaus is saying it, he's like, I'm an idiot. Like, obviously you do, because you're pretty much mine. You can see in his face, like, I'm an asshole for saying this. And then Elijah's like, I believe I do, brother. and I think that he thanks him in the end for, like, everything that he's done for him to make him a better man. And to the point, I just feel so bad for Elijah, because he sacrifices every part of himself for Klaus's happiness, to the point where he has to kill himself in the end, because he feels like he has no other purpose, which is really sad.
And also, I feel like it's because he feels like he doesn't have anyone he loves anymore, because Hayden has died. So
I think that's part of it too. But I think that it has a lot to do with Klaus as well. I don't think he's ever chosen a woman over Klaus. And every time he does, they die. Just like anytime Rebecca does, they die. Celeste, the only reason Haley didn't die is because of Hope.
Because he became a hybrid,
No, but I mean, not by Klaus's hand. Yeah, because all of the actors wanted to get written off, so they couldn't come back, which honestly bothers me on a lot of levels, because you know how many actors they actually do bring back from the dead? They could have given them better endings.
Actually, kind of like, okayed using her likeness in Legacies as well, but she was just like, no.
I guess like killing them was the only way to make them seem like good parents for at least Klaus and Haley.
Yeah.
And not being around. Because it's one thing for your aunt and uncles to not be there for you, but for your mom and dad to not be there for you is kind of messed up.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked, especially with the story that they were telling. It wouldn't have worked for just Klaus to just like not be there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wish they, like, brought him back differently. Also, in the last episode, they have Klaus.
The message from heaven or something like that. I did see that clip.
So yeah. They bring him. So the only episode that Caroline is in the Legacies is the same episode that Klaus is in. And I really wanted to see, like, a scene with them. It's the series finale. She was planning to come back all along, Candace King, but she just had babies and whatever else. So they knew that they were going to keep her, but they didn't know when she would be back. So they didn't bring her back till the end of season 4. And they really just, and I wanted to see them together. I would have even taken a scene where Klaus stands over and watches her and she just looks back and like sees nothing or anything.
Yeah.
Or anything. But they didn't have any interaction whatsoever, and I was very disappointed about that. It was a good... I didn't love the show, but I think that if they kept going after season 4, I think they could... It started to get better towards the end of season 4, which is when it got canceled.
I heard that from friends who've watched it. They were like, season 4 actually was, like, making a turnaround.
I wish they got one more season. I really do. But they didn't. But anyways, I think that ultimately... I don't think Klaus could live without Elijah, and I don't, like, as much as Elijah couldn't live without Klaus, and we see that when Elijah has amnesia, but I don't think that his love for him, I think that Hope got the purest form of love from Klaus.
Yeah.
And I think that he killed himself because he was more afraid of the damage, because he says at some point, like, I didn't want to be my father, nor do I intend to be the father that Marcellus came to loathe. And I think that he's afraid.
I love the relationship between Elijah and Marcel in the beginning.
I do too. Yeah, it got dark. It got dark at the end. But and I think Elijah is being Klaus's dad because he sees that Klaus is jealous and needs, which is sucks for Marcel, because Elijah puts Klaus over everything, even Marcel's well-being, which kind of sucks. Mm. Because, like, that was cute when they first introduced them. But then he ends up killing him. And he feels guilty about it, but yeah. Oh, I was saying how Klaus, as a father, Klaus didn't want to be a bad father to Hope. Oh. And I think that's why he ended his own life.
Yeah.
Because I think that at this point, they could have done literally anything else. Like, they could have put the Hollow into a stranger. They could have put the Hollow into just Elijah. Mm-hmm. But I think Klaus wanted it to be him, because he thought that him being alive was more harm to Hope than him abandoning her.
Yeah. I feel like because he felt like he did such a bad job with Marcel, then he would surely do a worse job with Hope. And I feel like he felt like he wouldn't be able to survive that. Like,
yeah, because he's
a part in him offing himself with Elijah.
Yeah, I think so too. Because like I said, they could have used a collateral damage. Like, they do collateral damage all the time. And this one time it has to be not just... He wouldn't let Elijah do it alone, but he'll let Elijah jump on his bandwagon together. So I think he wanted to die so he didn't, like, do more harm to Hope. And I think that Hope also, like, I think... Because even, like, Caroline's like, don't use Michael as an excuse to be a bad father. And that's why I love Caroline. She always tells... Sorry, go ahead.
I was like, I love that scene. Candace ate that. Yeah,
she killed it. She's always telling him how to be like a good dad and like how she always wanted that for him to be a good person. I love them. I ship them. They're not everybody's favorite ship, but they're mine. They're mine in the whole entire series.
Season 5 scenes was so beautiful. These season 5 scenes was so good.
I needed that.
That's why it made me wish that like the Klaus and Kanye scenes, it would have been Caroline, because it works so well with an older Caroline. It works so beautiful.
Yeah, and I wish that they also put, so like the, you know how they do 2 episodes of the pilot of the originals? Like there's one in the Vampire Diaries and then there's one in the pilot episode of the originals. So like you see Klaus talking on the phone with that voicemail. Nobody in the originals like knows, like the people who just watched the originals and didn't watch the Vampire Diaries don't know about the voicemail. Like Caroline's brought up so much. She's brought up like in the first season with Tyler brings, like he brings her up. What would Caroline think of you if he saw you now? And he says something about the cure in Caroline to Rebecca. Like Caroline is brought up so much and nobody knows like where. If you just watched the originals, I wish that she was like that, at least a voicemail or something. There was more of a backstory for her for just originals watchers, because they don't really know who she is or why she keeps getting brought up. Because I feel like she's brought up several times. They probably just think she's like Hope's headmaster, I guess, versus anything.
Yeah, I just realized that they don't, if you're just watching the originals, you have no context for who Caroline is.
Yeah.
I wonder why they didn't jump on that. It's not like they were shooting far apart. They were always shooting like near each other. So
they could have at least had her be like one episode. Like they did with Stefan. And even like the scenes that we see with Caroline in Stefan's crossover, we don't see Caroline on the original side, just the Vampire Diaries side in the diner talking with the babies.
Yeah.
I don't know if they like...
Maybe it was scheduling-wise that just never lined up for them.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think they were trying to keep her separate, though, because so many people wanted them together. Also, but Marcel also says in, like, one of the episodes, what are you doing? Like, why are you in such a good mood? And it's the episode, like, after Klaus and Caroline have sex with her. The only time.
Yeah.
I truly enjoyed the season 5 scenes of the originals as well, though. But I wish we had like the originals watchers knew more of Caroline's backstory if you were just going to watch the originals.
I don't know why they kept them apart so much if everyone wanted them, because it would have worked out well for the story and worked out well for the viewers. It never really made sense for me why they didn't just jump on.
Well, I think because they couldn't bring Caroline was already in a contract for 6 seasons. So I don't think they could break the contract. Like, I mean, I guess they could have, but. I don't know. I think it had more to do with like that type of stuff than anything.
But if Nina, of all people, who was like playing two to three,
well, that's why she couldn't
over, like a guest spot. I feel like Candace could have come over for like 1 or 2 guest spots. Yeah,
I think Candace had a lot on her plate too, because when we see Candace in the season, like season 6, that's when like Candace gets pregnant. That's why they wrote her pregnancy in. That's why they wrote like the twins that she was carrying in. Which is like weird, but that's another topic. Yeah, but ultimately, I think that Hope definitely played the biggest role in Klaus's redemption, and he loved her unconditionally.
And I really would have loved to see more of them, considering like how important hope was, I feel like we missed out on a lot more than we were able to have with them together, Hope and Klaus. I feel like we missed out on more than we should have gotten. We should have gotten more.
Yeah, and I hate how he had to be kept apart from her. I think that, so I think they ruined that too, because I don't think there was going to be two time jumps, but they were such in a rush to get legacies done. They ended both the Vampire Diaries and the originals awfully. They wanted a new spinoff. They were spinoff hungry, and they really ruined the characters that they already had in the way in their endings for me, honestly. That's how I feel. But, and yeah. I feel like Hope and Klaus should have had more time together than they did. I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to talk about? My son is going to be home from school soon, and
he'd actually he loves the Vampires.
He likes to talk about it. He hasn't watched it all the way through, but whenever I'm watching it, he'll come in and watch it, and he wants to be in an episode of my podcast. I said we'll do it during the summertime because he's got a lot going on with school and stuff. Yeah. So I'll let him be in an episode over the summer.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so fun.
Which is coming soon. Is there anything that you wanted to say? What is your conclusion of all of this?
I feel like Klaus is the best written character in the TVDU. I feel like he is
the best. He's great.
Yeah. He's the most well acted, the best written. I feel like Julie did her big one with Klaus as a character, and I wish that more characters were as properly honed in on as Klaus was.
Yeah, I think that he also helped, Joseph Morgan also just crushed that role. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He definitely plays a good evil villain. He was meant to be Klaus Michelson. On every level.
It was literally for him.
Did you ever read the books?
Only read the first book in middle school, and then that's it. I was just it's not the same as the show anyway, so I don't need to continue.
Yeah. I didn't realize that the originals, that only Klaus was, I didn't realize there was no other originals, that Klaus is the only one.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of his character.
Angels, it's so wild that you say that they put them in legacies, something from the books that the angels were there, celestials were there. It was from the books, actually.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's interesting. Yeah. I wanted to know more about Klaus because I'm obsessed with him. He is a great character.
I feel pretty much the same. I think actually he was not as scary as Joseph made it. I feel like Joseph elevated it. He's not as intimidating as Joseph's version of the character. He was not like that.
Yeah. I love when Klaus says, Rebecca! I can't do it like him, but just the fact that he can't, he can't kill her either. And he had the opportunity to do, and he misses.
The Rebecca thing is so funny because my brother be just screaming at Rebecca for no reason. I'm like, okay, he watched Vampire today. Because he's screaming out for no reason.
One of my best friends is named Rebecca. Well, we call her Becky, but she's I always just Rebecca for no reason. She's just like, what? Will you stop? She doesn't watch the Vampire Diaries, but
it's an earworm. You cannot stop saying it.
When I'm over her house for dinner, I'll be like, Rebecca, love, eat your veggies. That's one thing he says to her in the Vampire Diaries. But yeah, it's funny. But yeah, I think that Klaus was shaped by a lot of the he grew throughout the love that he had from all these different characters. But I think Hope was probably the most transforming.
But women played a pivotal role. Yes, Esther was the worst one, but we see that Aurora was that nut of hope, and then it transferred to Caroline, then it went a little bit to Haley, and then Cammy, and then blossomed.
I think Elijah's compulsion though really destroyed Aurora for him and really damaged him in a lot of ways, because and he doesn't even go back. And just that he could like kill his mom and tells Aurora. He obviously, like, I don't think he was that far gone yet when he meets Aurora. I think that Elijah's compulsion does have a lot to do with that.
And it really fractured his relationship with Elijah for a while then.
Yeah, totally. Like, they got into a fight. I like the fight scene. But when she comes back and they just, like, pick off from where they, like, started, I love that. Go ahead with your woman theory, though. You said all the women he loves, they play a pivotal point. You see Caroline.
Yeah, I cut you off. Said it just came from Aurora, Caroline, Haley, because he went to Hope's mother, and then it went to Cammy, and then Hope was, like, the big piece of it all.
I agree.
She was the combination of that. Yeah.
And I think that with all of these, he couldn't get to the next level without having the relationship that he had before that.
Yeah.
With the other woman. I wish I could talk more, but I do have to go. My son is going to be home in just a couple of minutes. Thank you so much for being a guest. If you're open. I'm sorry.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Of course. If you're ever open to doing this again, I'd love to have you back. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Okay. Thank you. I need to listen to this project.
Okay. Well, I post on Fridays and thank you so much.
Okay.
Nice meeting you. Hope you have a great night. It's night where you are?
It's night, yeah. It's a day on your side. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, bye.